Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and AppletreeMediaWorks.com, and we appreciate their support. Joining me today from Politico, we've got Benjamin Warmond. He's the education reporter. Benjamin, welcome to the Union Edge.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. U.S. News and World Report college ranking promotes economic inequality on campuses. What's going on?
Well, the U.S. News rankings, obviously, they're an incredibly influential measure. A lot of students look at these things, a lot of parents look at these, but beyond that, colleges and universities really pay attention to them, and they some have built them into strategic plans. Some have built bonuses for presidents around boosting their rankings and the like. So we thought it would be worth taking a look at kind of what's in the criteria. And some of these measures, I guess a general way to look at this is that much of what U.S. News rewards is spending a lot and recruiting really top high school students, which they mostly define as students who do best on SAT and other right. standardized test scores.
So if there is, in fact, an issue here, how do we fix that?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, U.S. News is it's a private, it's its own thing. It's a media organization that can do what it wants. But colleges are complicit in this too, to the extent that they build admissions policies or do whatever they choose to do to boost their ranking. There have been groups of schools that have kind of banded together to start alliances that are aimed more at recruiting low-income students and graduating low-income students. We talk about a couple of those in our story. But beyond that, I mean, this issue of economic inequality on campuses, it's a huge one, and it's one that not many people know exactly how to fix. Congress is starting to look at possible ways of forcing universities to dip into their endowments, especially rich universities with, mm-hmm. you know, $1 billion or more in endowment to try to help students cover costs. Other, you know, some states are passing free college programs. Some schools are offering free college programs. So there are a lot of different approaches to the broader issue here of economic inequality. I don't think anybody's found the perfect one just yet.
There you go. What should college students be aware of when applying to the various universities, looking at the rankings versus where else should they be looking?
So there are tons of rankings out there. It's not just U.S. News. There are plenty of other publications that do similar either rankings or ratings. There's also the Federal College Scorecard, which has a ton of information on graduation rates and earnings after graduation and stuff like that. And, I think it's probably best to look at all of those various factors and kind of weigh them based on what's important to you. If you're a student who wants to go, you know, get a degree and go on and earn a high-paying job, then there are some pretty good indicators of which schools are doing that in the College Scorecard, for instance. You know, the stuff that U.S. News ranks, for instance, is kind of more they talk about academic excellence a lot and how you'll be sitting in they reward schools for smaller class sizes and more elite faculty and the like. So I guess it depends on what's important to you as a student, what you'd like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else we should take away from this today, Ben?
I think the biggest takeaway is to definitely take all of these sort of rankings with a grain of salt and read into them and understand what they're actually measuring and what they're actually rewarding, because I'm not sure that everyone is fully aware of that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, especially since I have a 17-year-old that I just sent off to college. And quite honestly, some of those rankings are hooey, and there are some real gems out there that'll do a wonderful job for you. Ben, we appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politica?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at BenjaminEW. You can follow my work on politico.com. And we put out an education newsletter every morning if you're interested in that. It's called Morning Education. You can sign up and get that.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.